Thanks for joining us for Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. An East Lansing-based economic developer is pursuing a project in Libya, one it says would benefit Michigan companies and universities. The Prima Civitas Foundation, along with Michigan and global partners, wants to coordinate and proceed with the construction of a new university and city, probably near Benghazi, Libya. The opportunity comes a few years after a similar one in Iraq, which has stalled due to financing challenges. Here to tell us about this Libyan project and to update the one in Iraq, Prima Civitas Director of International Programs, Patrick McRae. Patrick, well, nice to see you.
You too, Mark. Thank you.
How did this opportunity in Libya unfold exactly?
Well, this opportunity came to us from the exposure from the Iraq project. We've been cooperating with a number of other entities in that part of the world, and we were invited because of our expertise in certain areas, education being one of those. We were invited to join another coalition of global firms that was pursuing this project in Libya, or was well placed there.
Okay.
We were invited to come in to look at this university project, and our part of the team is to provide the everything non-construction related. That would be the curriculum planning and development, a staffing plan. It's more or less everything that would turn a group of buildings into a living, breathing university.
I see. Okay. So, and clarify, please, this Libyan project will happen. It's just not clear who gets the project, or it's not been determined that the project will necessarily happen.
Well, nothing's ever certain, unfortunately.
Okay.
But it has been publicly stated in Libya that this is a high priority project of the Libyan government, notwithstanding recent changes. It's still a national priority to start investing in education again at the higher level.
This might be a good juncture to back up and explain what Prima Civitas does and how you come to be involved in projects like this one.
Yeah, Prima Civitas is an interesting organization. We're a small group, but we get involved in projects that, at their core, whether here in the state of Michigan or regionally or internationally, have a positive impact both on the state of Michigan and, in the case of international projects, on the host country. And by positive impact, I mean commercial opportunity, economic opportunity, noble causes such as education, home building, that sort of thing. Projects that bring improvement, hope, opportunity to host countries, especially in post-conflict regions where there's not a lot of positive projects going on.
So you do focus on those parts of the world. Obviously, they do offer unique rebuilding opportunities.
Correct. Yeah, we've emerged as specialists in post-conflict reconstruction, and we're on a very effective team of global firms that have the same sort of appetite and expertise.
So if this Libya project, and the Iraq project for that matter, were to play out, connect those dots a little bit for us. Where would the payoff be for Michigan schools and Michigan companies?
Well, in the university project, for instance, the eventual student population there will be about 30,000 to 50,000 students.
Wow,
that's a lot of pre-qualification screening, English language training that has to take place. We're well connected to the, of course, the ESL programs here in East Lansing with Michigan State and others, and with the community colleges in Michigan to deliver not only ESL programs, but we're going to employ up to 30,000 locals on those projects. And that entails a lot of construction trades training and that sort of thing. The LCC guys that were just in here a little while ago.
Yeah.
Would be in position to offer some of the training that we would need to, we'd like to employ locals. And those locals, because of the dictatorships that have overseen those countries for so long, haven't been subject to any training, haven't benefited from anything, any investment in education. So there's a lot of construction, a lot of opportunity, but not a lot of skills in the current pool.
And so I know on the Iraq project, which surfaced a couple of years ago, Prima Civitas is affiliated with, or you work with construction firms and lenders and training and design, everything that's involved in a large-scale project. You're saying the Libyan the Libyan project would focus primarily on education.
Correct. Our portion of the Libyan project would focus on education. Our partners on that project happen to be a major Turkish construction firm.
You've done a lot of work in Turkey. There's been a lot of connections. You've made a few trips to Turkey, understand it correctly.
Yeah, made quite a few trips there. We have our Turkish Resource Center of North America is housed at Prima Civitas. We're facilitating business exchanges and matchmaking tours or trips to Turkey. We're acting as a conduit to promote bilateral trade between the two countries, because that's a current situation notwithstanding. Again, it's a very vibrant market for U.S. firms that want to get established there or in that part of the world.
Prima Civitas got involved in a similar initiative, plans for a huge community, a couple of years ago in Baghdad. I know funding it became something of a challenge. Where does that stand today?
It's a huge challenge. It boils right down to the deal structure itself was not sufficiently attractive to global money.
Okay.
When investors put in something they want, they have a certain expectation of return. And in that part of the world, with the risk profile in that country, it's something north of 25% return on investment.
Is the deal still got legs, or is it in the past?
It still has legs, because the Iraqi government, fortunately, has come around and recognized that they have to sweeten the pot for the investment community to take a serious look at these projects.
So discussions are still going on.
Very recently, the deal structure has improved quite substantially, and we have renewed interest on the financial front.
There was a Michigan State grad that played a significant role in the Iraqi opportunity here, Dr. Sami Al-Araji. Tell our listeners about him.
Yeah, he's quite a character. He was here getting his advanced degrees back in the late 60s, I believe. Late 60s, early 70s. Returned to Baghdad, like many international MSU alums, emerged, came up through the ranks, and he holds a special spot in his heart for MSU in the state of Michigan, and came back and invited us to put together this team for this project.
Okay. NPR reported earlier today what a deadly month May was in Iraq. How big a challenge is the unrest there in moving forward with the Iraq project?
It's a challenge, and these environments are very challenging. But we maintain our strong opinion that projects like these provide hope, stability, and future in the right direction. Without employment, without education, without opportunity, without hope, we see what happens. And we'd like to be part of that positive move.
We're talking about the financing, the global financing, and how important a piece that is. Is public, some amount of public money must be involved in these projects as well.
Host country public money.
Sure. Yes. Yeah.
But no U.S. taxpayer money. This is, from our point of view, strictly private sector initiative.
Compare the situation not the situation in Iraq, but the opportunity in Iraq with the one in Libya.
The opportunity in Iraq is a comprehensive project or turnkey project in that we have to bring most of the financing. It becomes a private sector initiative after that. There's a lot of cash flowing over there, a lot of cash under mattresses. People can pay for these homes at a certain price point. So it's more of a market-based development, whereas the Libyan project will eventually be owned by the Libyan government in all likelihood. It'll be more of a classic university funded by tuitions, grants, some private investment, that sort of thing. So one is more of a private sector development. That's the Iraqi project, supported by the Iraqi government. The other is more of a nonprofit, classic university setting, also supported by the host government, but both large scale.
I know. Part of the impetus behind the Iraq project was the fact that there were so many Arabic speaking construction companies and executives in Southeast Michigan who could be a catalyst for that project.
Correct. Yeah, great team members, the Chaldean community over there specifically, and the huge Arab American population that is in that part of the state gives us great cultural insight, great design capabilities are over there. Some of our key team members are in the architectural and engineering industry over there, second generation people that have come over. And it's a very strong tie for them to be part of the rebuilding of their home country.
So. Yeah. Is Benghazi generally stable now? What's it like over there? I have to admit, I don't hear an awful lot about instability. A lot of what I hear is from the past.
Yeah. There's we were in Tripoli on our last trip. We did not go to Benghazi because of the situation there. There's a lot of dust yet to settle. In a lot of tensions between Tripoli and Benghazi, a lot of tribal tensions, but they're in flux right now. There's of course movements for power, And there are different elements and entities and factions all vying for national power. We all hope that things go in the right direction. By right direction, we mean democracy, stability, and a positive orientation toward the U.S. and the West.
Patrick McRae is Prima Civitas Director of International Programs. We're talking about a project in Iraq and a project in Benghazi, Libya, that Prima Civitas is involved in. Where's your next trip to, and what's on the agenda?
That's a good question. If I don't travel every couple of weeks, my feet get a little itchy, of course. We'll probably go to Turkey next. We have an event coming up there, and we're taking some MSU folks over, in fact. Probably in June, and if we're going to be meeting again with some Libyan officials in the near future, just for practical reasons, sometimes it's easier to meet in a third country such as Turkey. So probably go to Turkey next for Turkish business and perhaps to meet some of the Libyan officials and possibly some Iraqis as well.
Fascinating stuff. Patrick McRae of Prima Civitas, he's their Director of International Programs. We'll talk again soon, Pat. Thank you.
Sure thing. Thank you, Mark.